So I've been asked to talk about the lost sheep, and so I'll start by reading the scripture where it is. In Luke 15, verse 1 to 7, speaking from the New King James, and it says, "Then all tax collectors and sinners drew near to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' So he spoke this parable to them, saying, 'What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbours, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." When I read this scripture, it was a picture for me of the cross and an image of his grace and the cross. So it says in Romans 3, verse 23 to 24, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This is talking about our fallen nature, and that there's nothing that we could ever do to change ourselves on the inside. In John 3:16, it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." We could not have made our own way home, so the shepherd brought us back home himself. Jesus needed to live life for 30 years to complete the performance side of things for us, because we couldn't do it ourselves. In Matthew 5, verse 17, it says, "Do not think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." In essence, Jesus bridged the gap so that we could reach him, a gap we couldn't have crossed ourselves. And it's all because God so loved the world and he wants relationship with us. Have you ever got lost in a supermarket when you were little, or out shopping? It's one of the scariest things that could ever happen to you as a child. And then you remember the utter relief of being found. And I can't speak from my parents' perspective, but I'm sure, like the shepherd, they rejoiced when they found. Looking back, it's a scary moment. But in the bigger picture of it, I knew that my mum would come back and find me if I ever got lost out shopping. And we are children of God. And in John 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." In Matthew 6, verse 8, it says, "Your father knows the things you have need of before you ask him." The shepherd knew the sheep was lost before the sheep even knew it was lost. Similarly, it took a while for me to realise I was lost when I was shopping out when I was little. In Romans 5, verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Knowing full well the condition of our fallen nature, Jesus paid the price to bring us home, to be reconciled with him, the price being his life for our hearts." Jesus, throughout his entire life, never gave up on doing good. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 7, it says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love doesn't envy. It doesn't parade itself. It's not puffed up, and it doesn't behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things." And verse 8 starts off with, "Love never fails." So you see, Jesus never gave up on us. In Jeremiah 31, verse 3, it says, "He has loved us with an everlasting love." Relating back to the parable in verse 4, the shepherd would go after the one which is lost until he finds it. He doesn't give up partway, thinking, surely they're lost and can't be found. No, God never gives up on us. This is the reckless love we sing about in the song Reckless Love. There's an unquenching determination about it, and God passionately loves us and will never stop loving us. He died for everyone, even if they don't accept it. So we've just looked at this parable from the perspective of the sheep who was lost, referring to a non-believer. However, we can look at it from the perspective of a Christian, a child of God who needs to repent. When we have stinking thinking as a child of God, we can feel condemnation and guilt and wind up feeling just as lost as the sheep in the parable. It says in Romans 2 verse 4, the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long-suffering. We have a rich Father, and we've just mentioned rich in love. It says after, the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Because of God's goodness, we all have a desire in our hearts to know him and to be close to him. It's part of our new nature and being a new creation. In Jeremiah 32, verse 38 to 41 says, they shall be my people and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good. I will put my fear in their hearts, that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. I like how the New Living Translation puts it. They will be my people and I will be your God, and I will give them one heart and one purpose to worship me forever, for their own good and for the good of all their descendants. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. I will find joy in doing good for them, and I will faithfully and wholeheartedly replant them in this land. So when I mention repentance, all it is coming into agreement with the word of God. It's changing your mind from stinking thinking to knowing the truth about God's everlasting love. We can never move past the awesomeness of God's unconditional and unlimited and everlasting love for us. In Luke 7 verse 47 it says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Talking about the woman who had the alabaster oil. So to the extent you believe the shepherd travelled to save you when you were lost determines the love you receive from God and to love others with. I love how Paul puts it, Christ died to save sinners of whom I am the worst. At the end of the day, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. His standard was too high to attain ourselves, and we grow to know this more as we grow in relationship with him, as more of his goodness and faithfulness reveals what a pure and holy God we serve. Ephesians 3 verse 16 to 19 says that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. This is the new spirit Christ has deposited on the inside of us, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth all knowledge, that ye might be filled with the fullness of God. This is the goal for us as Christians, to know the love of Christ. In the Greek, in verse 19, when it says to know the love of Christ, it means to know by experience. Looking back to the cross and the shepherd parable, which is a picture of the cross, and then looking back also into our own lives and how God's changed our lives. And when it says which path passeth knowledge, it means in the Greek, well, it's a combination of two Greek words meaning to throw and beyond, and it could be interpreted as transcend. And when it says to throw and beyond, it reminds me of Psalm 103, verse 11 to 12. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And I realise I powered through everything that I had written down, but I just want you to leave with, like, look into how much God loves you, because it's so fundamental to our lives. Yeah. Amen.
I can relate to what Celine's just spoken about. I was on duty, fire service, and we had a fireworks display at headquarters. And Aaron got lost. So as a father, I know what it's like for your child to go missing. The love that I felt and the missing that I felt, God's feeling is so much more than that. And he was willing to sacrifice his own son so that we could come back to him. That's how much God loves us. And for anybody that's been in that position, it's not a nice place to be. But he was totally unaware of how we felt, how we were, which is same for many who don't know Jesus. You know, until you've had that revelation, you don't know how much sacrifice God has gone through just for us. So thank you, Celine. Good message tonight.